Welcome back to Pray Today. It is Tuesday, August the 17th. My name is Patrick, and I'm the youth pastor at Celebration Community Church in Hayes. And in our time together today, we are going to be praying for those whose lives have been impacted by abuse. And I know this is not easy to talk about, let alone hear about, but it is important as the church that we acknowledge those and their stories who have endured suffering, who are victims of and survivors of abuse. In a few short moments, we are going to lift them up in prayer. But can I share something with you? In 2013, I was at a Christian festival where many bands and speakers play and speak. But there are also organizations that come and set up their tents, and they share information with people who are walking by about the area of ministry that they are connected with and serving throughout the country and throughout the world. And I'll never forget this one tent that I walked by. The organization was called To Write Love on Our Arms. And in this organization, they raised awareness and tried to get people help for those who were depressed, who were fighting addiction, who were dealing with suicide and cutting. And throughout the week, and they were sharing these stories. And I can remember one afternoon passing by the tent, and there was just this young lady who was sharing with just a handful of people her story. Now, I'm here to tell you, it is not my place to share with you her testimony and her story of what happened. But I would like to share something that she said as she finished up her story and was getting ready to pray for the people that she was talking with. You see, she shared a verse of scripture out of Hebrews 10, verses 23, which says this: "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." She closed her Bible and she said, when you've been abused, it can be challenging to put your faith in anyone or anything. She said, for so long, all I ever knew about a father was pain and hurt. But thanks to Jesus Christ, I now know the love of a father. And in that moment of hearing that, my heart broke. Not only for this young lady who had to endure this in her story, but for those around the world who are victims of abuse each day, who are fighting for survival. And I'm so thankful this lady who shared her story and testimony found help, made it to safety, because what she said that kept her going was her hope in God. So will you join me today in praying for those who are victims of, survivors of abuse? Heavenly Father, today we acknowledge those who are out there who are hurting, who are broken, who are lost, those who are experiencing abuse, those who are survivors of abuse, those who are victims of abuse. Father, we pray for their strength and for their hope right now. God, we pray for a way for them to find help and assistance to make it to safety. Father, we pray that for those who may be hanging on by a thread, God, that they would cling to hope in you right now. And Father, for those who are survivors, Father, we thank you for getting them to safety, for providing a way. Father, we ask that you continue to move and work in us as the church to acknowledge, to be aware, and to help in times that we are given to help those who are suffering. Father, be with them right now. Provide people for them to talk with. God, we ask that we'll be the hands and feet of Jesus. God, give us strength. Help us as we help others. In Jesus' name, amen.